Okay, everybody. Welcome to the Armor Report. This is a live podcast about stock market investing. It's also a live stream on YouTube. Thanks for joining me, whichever venue you're using, whether live or you're watching it later or listening later. I appreciate you being here. It's helping me as much as it helps you. And the reason for that is it helps me execute. This is a live trading desk. I'm in the midst of trades even as we speak. I'm in the cockpit right now, so I've got screens all around me. And I'm making decisions. I'm using my own personal capital, and I'm managing assets for individuals. Let's get right into it. I talk about how this is not your dad's stock market, certainly not your granddad's. This is the millennial market. It requires millennial tools, and the ones we focus on are algorithms. If you want to protect your capital, still capture upside. You need something to help you execute correctly. We still believe heavily in fundamental research. We research investment themes. We research individual stocks and companies. We have a whiteboard. We know what stocks we want to own. But without the use of algorithms to help you manage the volatility, you get chewed up in this market. And it becomes very difficult to manage. It's impossible to manage money on an intraday basis. Trying to day trade without algorithms is a joke. Intermediate term investing or swing trading is almost as difficult. And even long-term investing, even the buy and hold guys, in the millennial market, the volatility is so fierce, it gets a lot of guys off their game and they end up selling things at the wrong time. And so it's time to put down the butter knife when you go to the gunfight, and it's time to bring a tank with you. That's what the Armor Report's all about, algorithmic risk management research. It's putting the power of algorithms in the hand of the individual investor. You know, it costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of know-how to build algorithms. So most individuals can't get a hold of algorithms. And so I would say in the millennial age, the new inside information, if you will, is algorithmic information. Back in the 60s, inside information, 1960s or before that, inside information was about personal relationships. Institutions would sit down with the CEO and he would tell them, hey, I'm going to have a huge quarter this quarter. They go put a lot of money to work and make a lot of money. And then, of course, people got upset that the individual investor didn't have access to that information. So they put a bunch of rules in place to stop institutions from getting that edge. But the cheese is always moving in the world. It never goes away. It just moves from one place to another. You know, and you've got to find where that cheese is. So institutions have moved away from gathering information from the mouth of the CEO, and particularly the internet completely put an end to that, because anybody with a click of a button can get information from a CEO. And I talk about it here on the show all the time. When you're doing fundamental research as an individual investor, stop reading research reports written by an analyst who has an axe to grind. Do the work yourself. Get on the phone, listen to a conference call, listen to an earnings announcement, start learning and gathering information about companies. But what people can't do right now is they can't build sophisticated algorithms on their own. Hedge funds and institutions spend billions on that endeavor and are creating informational edge off of that algorithmic process. I started this program for you. I started the website for you because I've been doing this 30 years. I've been working on computer algorithms and computer trading strategies since the 90s. 1990s. And in the last 6 years, I spent a lot of capital and a lot of time perfecting it and creating a product so that the individual investor would have access to it. And so now with our affiliation to Interactive Brokers, it makes it very easy to link to one of our three algorithmic portfolios portfolios that are directed by the algorithms. It doesn't mean that they're automated strategies. It means that we use these algorithms to manage our risk on and risk off positions in the market. And of course, you can also do it on your own just by watching this podcast, watching the listening to the podcast, watching YouTube, whatnot. All right, let's get down to business. I've tried to make it a little easier for you to manage your own portfolio using these algorithms by viewing our website. Go to rosenthalcapital.com. I'll give you a minute. Type it in, rosenthalcapital.com, and you'll see a new section of our website. I've been talking about the real-time risk-on, risk-off monitor. You know that segment. Right below that now is a segment that will track for you the three portfolios we have at Interactive Brokers. It's a conservative, a balanced, and an aggressive approach to equity investing using algorithms as a guide. And so you can get a basic idea of what it means to be conservative or aggressive on our trading desk, and then how we build portfolios based on it. First thing I like to do, although it seems like I've gotten off on a different tangent to start today's action, is to go over what the big algorithms are telling us today. I hope that you're following me on Twitter. Hashtag Armor Report, A-R-M-R Report. Because I told you on Tuesday when I did the last show, so the markets closed Wednesday, so I said, look, the way things are looking right now, it's not good. I'll update Twitter and I'll update our real-time risk-on, risk-off monitor on our website before the end of trading today to help you protect your capital. And that's precisely what I've been doing. So go back and look at the stream. I hope you're following me on Twitter, because if you are, you're already protected. The market selling that's going on today is not affecting your net worth in a meaningful way. Now, you still might have some core positions on, and so there's going to be volatility there. But I said, without a doubt, if all five indexes, based on our algorithm, hit their raised stop, then we'll be in the most aggressive cash position we can be in. And if you go to the website and look at the three portfolios, that new section on our website, I show you what our exposure is in each of those three portfolios. We're 100% short-term U.S. Treasuries in our conservative portfolio. We're 80% U.S. short-term Treasuries in our balanced portfolio, with a 10% exposure to a group ETF and about a 2.5% exposure to an individual stock, and then a little bit of cash in there. And then in our aggressive portfolio, we have a 40% short position on the big indexes through the use of index equity puts. We have a 5% position in ETFs, group ETF, and again, a 2.5% position in an individual stock. I really hope you listened to me on Tuesday and you followed the Twitter feed, because I tried to help you out. I said, look, it's going to get hairy today. If we close down here, we're going to have to make changes. You cannot take your time in this algorithmic generated market. When you get the signal, you've got to execute. There's no waiting. There's no hoping. There's no, let's see if it bounces tomorrow. That's old school thinking. That type of thinking is like going to a gunfight with a butter knife. You're going to lose. This morning, exhibit A, you're losing. For no reason. Start executing using algorithms. You know, the hardest part of executing is the ego. It's your ego that gets in the way. Algorithms help you get rid of that, because you're not making a decision. Algorithm says go to cash, you go to cash. If it's wrong, you get to blame the algorithm. You don't have to blame yourself. It's the hardest thing to do, blaming yourself. The beauty of algorithms are they're statistically right more often than they're wrong, because they don't follow human emotion. They usually do the opposite. Now, this is very important, so let's go over this again. Make sure we understand the type of algorithms that we're using on our trading desk. I've gone over this in past podcasts, but today's a perfect time for us to go over it again. Algorithms that we're using are based on probabilities and statistics. This does not mean we make money on 100% of our trades. It means we put capital to work when the statistics and probabilities are in our favor in a dramatic way, and when the reward is worth the risk we're taking. So let's look at this signal. Last week, we told you it was risk on, a full boat. And all five indexes hit their first target that our strategy looks for. In fact, maybe I'll do a screen capture on YouTube for you later today so you could see what I'm talking about on the S&P. I'll just show you a quick screen capture of the S&P using our algorithm overlaid. And you'll see how the market literally went right to the green dashed line, which is our first major target. And then it reversed and died. That's okay. Statistically speaking, all five indexes hit their first target, which allowed us to raise our stop. So once again, the algorithm's right. Put capital to work last week. The algorithm doesn't guarantee how much money we're going to make. We don't know. Sometimes we're buying the bottom of the market and it goes on and on and on for X amount of months and we're in at the low. Other times what happens is what just happened now. You get in, it goes up enough to raise the stop to break even. And then, look, Tuesday's action was ugly. So some of our positions went below break even by the time we got out. Because of the way we run the money, we have particular times of day when we execute. So even though we have a stop, it's a soft stop until a certain time of day. We need time and price to execute a stop. It's a little part of the secret sauce I'm going to share with you. Putting a hard stop out there is always a mistake. Although on Tuesday, it would have worked better. I would have come out a little less scathed, right? But we booked a profit on the triple Qs, okay? We broke even on the Dow trade. We booked a profit on momentum, MTUM. We lost money on the S&P and the small cap because of the severity of the decline. Depending on how the portfolio is set up, even our most aggressive portfolio was net down 1% on the original entry point. I'll take that every single time I put all of my capital to work. If you think about it, in our aggressive portfolio, we had more than 130% of market volatility exposure on the long side, and we only lost 1% on our portfolio? That's algorithmic risk management research. Of course, we lost less in the other portfolios. We didn't have as much exposure to the market. In our conservative portfolio, we didn't even get to 100%, had about 90%. If we can, our job with this algorithm is to put capital to work whenever the probabilities and statistics are in our favor. And even the greatest strategy, I mean, our S&P strategy is accurate 90% of the time. And even this time, it went up and hit its first target. And depending on how conservative you are, you sell some at that first target. So that when it comes back down and through your raised stop, you can get out around break even. If you're more aggressive, you don't sell at that first target. You just raise the stop. So statistically speaking, we're putting our capital to work when the odds are in our favor. But even like 7 out of 10 times means you lose money 3 out of 10. It's okay if our losses are 1% or less every time we do that. We come out dramatically ahead over time. It's just a question of statistics. This isn't rocket science. I don't need an MIT degree to figure this out. I don't need a neural network. It's just statistics and probabilities, reward and risk, and managing the downside. and maximizing the upside. That's what we're doing here. So let's talk about where we are now. By the end of the day Tuesday, you can see on our website, rosenthalcapital.com, what our three portfolios look like. Tons of cash and some short positions. On an intraday basis, we're long the S&P as of around 11:33. So we literally bought the low of the day. That is, by the way, that day trading algorithm is an automated strategy. So it just trades on its own. We hit some key statistical points on the downside that made the reward versus the risk worth it. And now we're getting paid in a big way on the upside on the S&P. As it just recovers some of the massive losses here. Let me tell you what I think this all means now. It's important. I titled the name of our podcast on Tuesday that this was the test. So when we get a buy signal and everything runs up to the raise target, usually you get a test. There's usually one shakeout day that freaks people out. And I say, well, let's see where this thing ends. So in this case, the test was a failure. And I invite you to look at YouTube video or the podcast from Friday of last week, because in the midst of the excitement, we were making some good money. And even on Monday when the market was gapping up huge, didn't I say to you, didn't I tweet, please don't buy the market as it gaps up 2% Monday morning. Please don't. I hope I helped you. It certainly helped me by telling you that, because it kept me sitting on my hands. I mean, I want to do it too. Market's up 2%. Looks great. Let's keep adding risk. No, that's the wrong way to run money. The time to add risk was last week, so that when this thing imploded, instead of having a lot of attack to our capital, we're just giving back profits. That's okay. You've got to protect your capital. Protect your capital base. Live to fight another day. But I did say, and if you go back and look on, I tweeted this out so you can take a look. Look at the YouTube video and go to 14 minutes, 14 and a half minutes on Friday. And I highlighted for you the problem we saw in the market. I told you we're excited, told you all the reasons why the market looks like it should go higher. But I said, here's the problem. We're at this juncture. And I think I even tweeted out a chart of the S&P. And I think I'll go over this. I'm going to do a screen cast for you later today as a special bonus video on YouTube, so you can literally see this, because the picture is worth the proverbial 1,000 words. But I say, here we are. We either have a double bottom buy signal across the board, and the market's going to run to the end of the year, or we're right at the downtrend that we've been in for the last couple months. And if we fail here, I then believe that means we're going to see a concerted downtrend over the next X amount of months. I haven't said that in a very long time. It's been a very long time since I've been that negative on the market. So you say to me, well, it may sound frustrating to you. You might say, well, geez, just a week ago you were wildly bullish, and now you're going to get wildly bearish. Let me say two things to that. Number one, I call it like I see it. Okay, I don't care about ego. I don't care about being right or wrong. I care about making money and protecting capital. Number two, I'm always going to follow the algorithms. They tell me to get long the market, I'll get long the market. And I'll tell you right here on the 12 o'clock podcast and live stream what I'm doing. But at the moment, I'm trying to go over with you what's happened. When we get, statistically speaking, when we get all of our indexes telling us to get long at the same time, we usually make some good money. Conversely, or is it a juxtaposition? Either way, if all five get to raise stop and immediately get ripped out of the portfolio, it doesn't happen very often. When it does, it usually portends ugly things going forward. Ugly things. We now have a downtrend, three clear points. We're now below the moving averages again. The moving averages will now be rolling over again. The 50-day has always been in a downtrend, and now the 200-day will start rolling over again, heading south. And you know from previous podcasts, going back to the 24th of September, I told you going into October how dangerous the market was going to be. The primary reason was the collapse in small caps and the fact that the 50 and the 200-day were in downtrends. That's the worst possible time to own stocks. This buy signal last week, in my opinion, was the last stand that the bulls are making. It's the last stand. If it fails, it's going to get ugly. This is why I was telling you Tuesday, get out of the market quick. It's a failure. It will lead to lower prices. And of course, the market's imploding this morning. I've got this long position on the S&P. I'm wondering if I should book some more profits right here. No. I don't want to be penny wise, pound foolish. I've got my stop raised and we'll leave it alone and see how high this rally is going to go. I thoroughly expect the rally to close the gap from today at some point and even close the VWAP gap, which is much higher. I'd be surprised if the market can't get up there. If it can't get up there, I'm going to be adding to my puts later today, building a bigger put position. I think that with the gap down to new lows on the year for the small cap index, they continue to lead the broader market. And it suggests the broader market will be making new lows before the end of the year. So a quick recap. The algorithm is executing exactly as designed and described. We put capital to work when we have the best of it. We stop the loss as soon as we recognize that's over. Depending on how aggressive or conservative we are, we either hold cash or short positions during this period, and we're looking, ever constantly looking, for the next long entry point where reward's worth the risk and we can get a run. So there's that algorithmic thought. And then I just give you my own editorial piece, which is when all of our indexes get stopped out at the same time in a nasty, aggressive fashion, and we have the 50 and 200-day in downtrends, I'm now looking to build my short position. I put on a short position in the aggressive accounts on Tuesday. Now the market's imploded. So now I have to wait for rallies. But I'm more interested in adding short on the rally than I am getting long, unless the algorithm tells me different, which it's not, of course, doing today. All right, we only have 6 minutes left. Let's get to a couple of important things. Rule number 6 is in effect today from our list of rules of the road from 30 years of doing this. Go back and look at your notes. I'll do another, I keep saying I'm going to put together a blog post, and I will for you. In fact, I just did a new blog post today. Go check it out. Look at our Twitter feed, hashtag Armor Report, and you can see the new blog post. It's an important post. You hear me talk over and over again every day about the rise of the machines, how, 80%+ of executions throughout the day are algorithmic based, and how this is the new market we're living in. And then CNBC just did a story about it. Thank you very much to a client of ours who sent me this CNBC link to the story last week. Thank you very much, Greg. This is a shout out to you. It was a great story. It's exactly why I started the Armor Report. CNBC, who would have thought? CNBC got a good story right. And it's why you need new tools to help you manage capital in the market today. Go check out that blog post. I'm going to put up another blog post when I can of the list of the rules of the road from 30 years of doing this. Rule number 6, I'll go over it with you again. Okay. No, not rule number 6. What rule are we on? Oh, yeah. Rule number 7. There's a step between long and short, and that step is cash. For most people, I do not recommend short selling. Okay, it's very difficult to make money short selling. And then here's the terrible part. When you do make money short selling, it's very hard to see the turn the other way. You get enamored with your power as a BSD because you're making money as everyone's suffering. And then when the market turns, it's very hard emotionally to see that turn. And so very often you give back whatever money you made short. So it's very hard. So I don't recommend it. I certainly do it in my aggressive portfolios. It's on Interactive Brokers that you can link to. I do it in a small way. I'm not usually there. You know why? Because 80% of the time the markets are going up. So statistically speaking, I'm always behind the eight ball, and I don't like that. Everything about my algorithm is about being on the right side of statistics and probabilities, and short selling is on the wrong side of it. But I will do it when the 50 and the 200-day are in downtrends and when all of our algorithms get stopped out at the same time. These are bad signs that suggest the market's going lower now. We have a defined downtrend that started in October and seems to be continuing. So when we get back towards that downtrend, that's where I start to look to short. I would look to short on the gap closed this morning. So right now we're in the process of closing the gap. Maybe I add some there to see how it trades. I'll definitely add some on the VWAP of Tuesday, the closing VWAP of Tuesday across the board on the market. I think it's going to go back up to that level. That's where I'd look to put out some more short, and then manage the risk, which is not an easy thing to do. So rule number 7, nothing wrong with cash in a down market. Take your time. Statistically speaking, if we look back at the S&P algorithm that we've built and we look at 2008, which was the worst bear market maybe in history, I don't know. That long-only strategy lost money in 2008, right? It's a long-only strategy. I can't get water from a stone. But the fact is that strategy, if you only went long the S&P when the algorithm told you to in 2008, you would have been down 13.8% in a year where the S&P was down over 50. And then when the market turned in March of 2009, you would be long the market right near the low. The rest is history. Obviously, you're making money a lot quicker than everybody else is. So this algorithm does not stop you from losing money in a bear market if you're long only. Luckily, most bear markets aren't like 2008. So we get clipped a little bit on the way down if we're long only. We try each entry point, and then by the time we get it right and it starts going the other way, our net worth is intact while everyone else is still trying to get back to break even. And we start seeing our net worth increase as everyone else is still trying to get back to break even. That's how the strategy works. All right. I think I'm going to leave it at this point. I'm going to do I'm going to do a screen capture today for you so you can see the S&P and what are the key trading points that I think are important going forward. It'll be a short screen capture YouTube video. I'm going to discuss tomorrow with you some strategy, what's on our whiteboard. I know a lot of people are going to want to know what I think about the cannabis stocks. It's still at the top of our whiteboard. And yet the price of MJ is now at the price that it was trading in the middle of August when Constellation Brands put $4 billion into Canopy. What can I say? There's a lot of value there. All right? So anyway, have a great day trading. Be safe out there. Be smart. Be patient. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Take care, everybody.